Man, that was another dream. You know, it was actually one of the first gigs I performed with a UK lineup with this amazing drummer called Richard Spaven and this beautiful bass player called Jonathan Harvey, and then with this string trio from the Metropole Orchestra called the West Side Trio from Holland, and then this beautiful French horn player called Katie Christie. And yeah, I mean, I didn't know what crowd to expect. It was actually my third time playing at Love Supreme because the 2 previous years I'd been there with Snarky Puppy. And so then to be there the third year under my own name was great. But, you know, the crowd was just wonderful. They really showed up and they were really kind of hungry for the music. And yeah, it was great fun.
So with all this success, are you getting lots of offers now for collaborations?
They are starting to come in, actually. I'm talking with a producer in America about doing a vocal album, and working with various different singers. We're kind of working out which singers to approach, but it will be kind of the sound that I've been exploring over the last 3 albums fused with different singers. So that's kind of one of the next things in the pipeline for me.
So that's Bill's Dinner, Volume 1.
Something like that.
That sounds. Is there a vocalist, I mean, not giving anything away, is there a vocalist you particularly like to work with?
Imogen Heap has always been on my radar for a long time. And of course, I mean, Laura Mvula, we just worked with Snarky Puppy, but she's a phenomenal singer. Yeah, to name a couple anyway.
Yeah. It seems like we close our eyes for a second and then there's another Bill Lawrence album. And I speak to so many artists that go, oh, Nigel, you know, I had such trouble getting this together. I just couldn't write stuff. I didn't know where to start and blah, blah, blah. And yet it's, you're kind of like buses, nothing for ages, and then 3 come along at once. What happened there?
I don't know. I guess, you know, it's like once you pop, you can't stop, really. You know, I feel like now there's a platform. Now I have some kind of voice. There's just so many albums I want to create, and down so many different avenues. You know, there's I have this new album called After Sun coming out on the 4th of March on Ground Up and Universal Classics, and that's kind of actually stripping back the foundations to just the trio, and I'm actually departing from the kind of strings, classical world for a minute, and kind of focusing more on the groove side of things. And that's again with Mike League on bass and Robert Spatz-Seawright on drums. And then we also feature this amazing percussionist called Weedy Bramer, who's from New Orleans, but originally from Ghana, and he's the real deal. He's just really given the lift that the album needed. And so it has quite a significant kind of African root from the percussion side of things. So yeah, that's out on the 4th of March. And then I've actually got a live DVD of the Union Chapel concert that I performed last year. That's coming out later this year. And then right now I'm working on a solo piano album.
Oh, great. Do you know, I was just thinking about that. You know, I was thinking about that during the session. I was thinking, he should do this.
Yeah. Right.
Wow. Yeah, solo album. Yeah. Great idea. Mm. I want to come back to After Sun there, because with instrumental stuff, I'm always fascinated where titles come from, because you must have had some kind of thought along the way. Yeah. And I wonder with After Sun what it was like, because you'd got burnt up earlier on in your career and this was, you know, soothing or something. Right. I don't know, where did it come from?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I mean, I guess the main sort of genesis was from writing the majority of the record during the summer months, and I was on holiday in France, and I did actually get burnt in the summer. And so I was using a lot of After Sun cream, you know, while I was writing this album, and that name just sort of stuck with me. And I was also, I happened to be watching this series that my girlfriend bought me called Cosmos, which is the Carl Sagan thing. If you haven't seen it, it's changed my life, honestly. And I've credited it in the liner notes of the album,
right?
Because it's just this beautiful sort of you know, analysis of the universe, basically. And he's like the David Attenborough of space, this guy Carl Sagan, and I completely love him. He's just a genius. And so that whole series was kind of in my mind whilst writing as well.
Excellent. Well, keep inspiring us with the music, Bill. Here's a reminder, we've got a competition on at the moment. So win a signed copy of the album Flint. On top of that are tickets, 2 pairs of tickets to Band on the Wall in Manchester, or the Wardrobe in Leeds, then the choice is yours. Just get that at the win tab at jazzfm.com. We're sending Bill's back to session now and at the piano doing The Isles, live session at Jazz FM.